Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering, it's so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom, shalom to the people of the Blog Talk Radio Show. Hallelujah. How y'all doing today?
Shalom.
Shalom.
Family, shalom.
Shalom, family, shalom, shalom. Shalom, beautiful day, wonderful day.
Yes.
Almost time for the Sabbath again. So all praise to the Father in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, man. I saw that video y'all put up with Sister Rhea. Y'all looking nice. Congratulations.
Thank you. Father Mercy.
I know. Number
12. Amen. I seen a black version of Batman. I was all looking at it with all the silk black on. That was a beautiful moment, man. I bet it was beautiful, man. You know, and seeing the love, man. I thank the Father that He allowed y'all to have a wonderful day. I think that's why my spirit is up right now. Father's so
merciful.
Amen. Amen. All praise to the Father. All praise to the Father in Jesus' name, man. You know,
all
I hope
praise.
Everybody's having a
good
yeah.
Right.
Man, yeah, all praises. Come and get poor, man.
Hallelujah.
I'm praying you right now.
Hallelujah.
And I got the final speech. Come on. Man, the Father is always amazing, man. Real talk, before we get started, man, we serve a great and incredible God.
Yes,
you know, man, you know, I'm telling y'all, man, please, you know, just in case if anybody got any down their heart, I beg you, please, please understand what David said. I was young then and now I'm old, but two things I've never seen. I never seen a servant forsaken, neither begging for bread. Believe that to the core of your heart.
Amen.
Please believe it, man, because, man, the Father is so merciful, man. You know, I just had to, I'm just going ahead and give a testimony before we get started, because the precept not that long anyway. So, you know, I want y'all to stay 15 minutes and then just leave. So, you know, I'm going to give y'all a testimony. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, this is a testimony right here, you know, because I had to let go of my old babysitter, right? You know, because it was no hard feelings or nothing like that. You know, it was no hard feelings against her or nothing. But she has a son, and he's on a wrestling team. And my daughter is probably one of the girliest girly girls you will ever come across. So she hated being over there, you know, because he always wanted to put wrestling moves on her. But I can't get mad because I was a boy, too. And, you know, we got whoopings totally every single day. When I was a child growing up, I got beat down every day, you know, and I just never understood it, that I have two other brothers. I'm the oldest out of all three of us. You know, they just see me get swept across the face with a house shoe, and they go do the same thing I just did. You know, I never understood it. We talk about it to this day. But like I said, you know, it's no hard feelings. You know what I'm saying? It's no hard feelings of what, you know, of the situations I had to make. You know, but my daughter had like this bruise in her face. I'm pretty sure that he was being rough with her. But, you know, the Lord has blessed me to have full custody of my child. Right? So now I got full custody. So, you know, it's a hassle. It is hell getting the decent fans out of your life. But just keep it with the faith. Staying with the right spirit, they'll be out of your way sooner or later. But you know, when certain situations like that happen, you know what I'm saying? It kind of brings you to like, it gets you a little scared because, you know, I got a call from the teachers, Olivia got his bruise inside her face, but it knows she's a daddy's girl, and you know, I love my daughter and stuff, so, you know, I talked to him and stuff, and I had to let her know that, you know, because of this situation, I'm not going to be able to allow you to babysit her anymore. Because at first I thought it was okay for me at my job to be at part-time, right? So, you know, but my job requires a full 8 hours. You know, so I was in a situation where I didn't have no babysitter. You know, so I'm like, man, did I make the right decision? Man, did I do the right thing? Man, I must have gotten in contact with my daughter's mother. Man, she said she'd do it free of charge. She'd be coming every morning, getting her ready, getting her dress. I salute mothers because it takes me about an hour to get Olivia dressed from the same routine. She came in here and got everything done in 20 minutes. You know, so all praise to the Father. So now, instead of me worrying about other people with my daughter, the only person that's taking care of my daughter now is her mother, and she does a great job at doing that. So the Father is very merciful and picking up right on time. Before you get to panic, he picked up right on time. So I just want to give that testimony just to prove to show how great and incredible the Most High God is, because he is very incredible.
Oh,
nothing
yeah.
comes close to him.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Huh. Whew. You know what?
Yes,
I thank Nakomi for this, for all that reading for I did yesterday, because I've been talking really nice and smooth after all that reading. So all praises. So we're going to go ahead and get started with the precept tonight. And Brother Nakomi, are you online, bro?
Shalom, Asha Parim.
Asha Parim, Jew. Grace and peace, big bro. How you doing?
Tawab, good. Tawab.
Amen. I praise to the Father, bro. And thank you for bringing that precept to show us a better light of the Parim and how I'm going to be getting myself involved with the Parim, too. You know, all praises, man. Thank you for bringing that light. And I'm glad that you're able to read for me tonight. So now it's time for us, y'all. It's time for us to open our brains. Because you know you're dealing with the blog talk show, you know, to Spirit, Music, and Charity. Even the other blog talk shows, we like for you to think for yourselves. And the name of the precept tonight is called The Gather on the Sabbath and Reunion of the Brethren. Now, a lot of people might think this is, might be talking about the future or the first resurrection or the reunion. We're not dealing with it that type of way. But what we're going to do tonight is to show you what God requires of the brethren and also the family on how we're supposed to take part on the Sabbath day. You know, because, you know, we get scared when we miss the Sabbath class. You know, oh, man, I missed it. I'm late. But have we ever sat back and thought, why not do it at home with your family? You know? Because remember, the Lord said that we are the priests of the Most High God. You know, all you know saying? The Lord blessed us with that talent of being teachers. Why not teach your household and teach your children how to make sure they get things right? So we have, this is a small lesson, just something to bring to mind on how the prophets dealt with things. You know, because it was one thing that I was just curious about, and I was talking to my brother Asar, you know, with Brother Pharaoh about it. You know what I'm saying? We both came to a conclusion, well, I heard him say it, and I read it for myself, is that, you know, it's a little something different when, you know, when the elders are teaching you to come to class, but the Lord is telling y'all to go gather yourselves together and feed the poor, feed the poor, feed the poor. You see, because so what we have to do is get a full-blown understanding on what the Lord was talking about. It's nothing wrong with going to class, but we have to understand the protocol that the prophets did back in them in their days. Because I think it's more important to listen to what they did, because we all know they're going to the first, they're going to be in the first resurrection. So if we know they're going to be in the first resurrection, then we might as well take heed to what they're saying, because it's obvious golden in the Most High God eyes. So we're going to look at the gatherings that they did. We're going to look at how they did the Sabbath. We're going to see how they went from house to house, door to door. We will also check out how the Lord really said how we're supposed to be keeping the Sabbath day anyway. So we're going to look at all these gatherings and how they gather themselves on the Sabbath day to get an understanding that this is what the Lord has required for us to do. So I'm going to start us out in the Lord's Prayer. And then Brother McCombie will read whatever the Father put on his heart. So I'm going to ask all sisters to please stand up and face east towards Jerusalem. Make sure your head is covered. And brothers, do the exact same thing, but make sure your heads are uncovered while we go petition to the Father. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Gold and silver make the foot stand sure, but counsel is esteemed above them both. Riches and strength lift up the heart, but the fear of the Lord is above them both. There is no want in the fear of the Lord, and it needeth not to seek help. The fear of the Lord is a fruitful garden and covereth him above all glory. My son, lead not a beggar's life, for better it is to die than to beg. The life of him that dependeth on another man's table is not to be counted for a life, for he polluteth himself with other man's meat. But a wise man, well nurtured, will beware thereof. Begging is sweet in the mouth of the shameless, but his belly there shall burn a fire. I have read Ecclesiasticus chapter 40, verses 25 through 30. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All praise to the Father, y'all. And y'all know, man, we about to tear these scriptures off the shreds, pure razor blades of lemon juice. We don't care if you cut, just hope to God that he heals. So now it's time for us to get into this precept. It's time for us to get a better understanding on the gathering according to the scriptures when the Most High God is talking about his servants. You know what I'm saying? And testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3, I am on speaker. How do I sound?
Good. You sound good, man.
Amen. All praise to the Father. Thank you. I can't believe I spent $8 and they already went out on me. So I guess I get some better ones for next time. But I just deal with it this way. The Father is merciful. So the very first thing we must do is get the commandments on the Sabbath day. And that's how we're going to break the entire – this is how we're going to start the scriptures out. We're going to start it out in the beginning of Exodus chapter 20. We're going to read verses 1 through 2. So we understand this. So we understand that it's God talking. And then we're going to read verses 8 through 11 to get the understanding on the Sabbath day. And if you love God, we go keep his commandments, right? And another thing, too, is that I want to point out after McCombie read, too, on how amazing God is in these verses. So right now we're in the book of Exodus chapter 20, the book of Exodus chapter 20. And we're going to read verses 1 through 2, then we're going to skip.
Exodus chapter 20, starting at the 1. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
So we all know, just in case we have any new listeners online or anybody checking out, we now understand that this is God talking to the children of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the house of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, and now he's going to give us his instructions. So let's go ahead and get the instructions on the Sabbath day. Skip down to verses 8, and we're going to read verses 8 through 11.
At Exodus chapter 20, starting at the 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in the six days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Right, so this is just basically the Most High God just give you his instructions, right? So I did all this in 6 days, and I rested on the Sabbath day. So I want you guys to do the exact same thing. Do what you need to do for them 6 days, but on the Sabbath day, just rest your body. But the question we never ask is this right here. Remember, this is the book of Exodus chapter 20. But how did God tell us to keep the Sabbath before the book of Exodus chapter 20? Let's go take that out. Let's go to the book of Exodus chapter 16.
Brother Isaiah, can I show you something?
Yeah, go ahead.
We finna show you who's actually speaking. In verse 9 it says, 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but on the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest. Then we go to 11. The 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the seventh day, wherefore the Lord blessed. What is 6 and 7? It's saying both times let you see the 6 and the 7. 6 and 7 is 13, which is 4. Jesus is saying this because Jesus is the number 4. He's trying to make you see 6 and 7 is 13, 6 and 7 is 13, which is 4. That's Jesus talking.
Amen.
Amen. I know for you to cut in, it got to be a Bible code. So I thought I said, go ahead, man.
Hold on.
Amen, bro. All praise to the Father. Jesus Christ himself speaking it. Jesus Christ himself telling us how to get this thing done. Thank you so much, bro, for bringing that light to the picture. Thank you so much. Now let's look at what else Jesus Christ said to, according to this, before he even mentioned the book of Exodus chapter 20. Now let's go to the book of Exodus chapter 16. Because everybody wants to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, but how did Jesus Christ himself, at this time name was Jehovah, how did he tell us how to keep the Sabbath day? Because we want to be so quick to run to go to class on the Sabbath, but forget how God Almighty told us how to keep the Sabbath day. Because I'm not saying no names and no congregations, but you know a lot of people like to even keep a tab on when you on time. People want to ask you, well, how come you ain't come to class on the Sabbath day? How come you missed so many days on the Sabbath? Even though it's none of their business, but it's obvious they're not in this book reading for themselves. So let's look at how the Lord told us how to do this Sabbath day thing. So let's go to the book of Exodus chapter 16. And what we're going to do is read verses 11 through 30, the book of Exodus chapter 16, verses 11 through 30. When you get it, big bro, go ahead and read for me.
Exodus 16, 11 through 30. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, at even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass that at evening the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoar frost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna, for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, this is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, and omer for every man according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tents. And the children of Israel did so and gathered some more, some less. And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said, let no man leave off it of it till the morning. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was wroth with them. And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating, and when the sun waxed hot, it melted. And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for one man, and all the rulers of the congregation came told Moses. And he said unto them, this is that which the Lord has said, tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which ye will bake today, and seeth that ye will see, and that which remaineth over lay up for you to be kept until the morning. And they laid it up till the morning, and Moses bade, and it did not stink, neither was there any worm therein. And Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto the Lord. Today ye shall not find it in the field. 6 days ye shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for to gather, and they found none. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for that the Lord hath given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day.
So how come we never read this? So, you know, so the Lord was just showing something when it comes to this manna. You know, this is how much you give. This is how much. Get a double portion on the sixth day, but on the seventh day, there's not going to be none because the Lord was showing a way. On the seventh day, you do nothing. But it also said in verse 29, see for that the Lord has given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. So you want to get yourself a double portion on the sixth day, because there's not going to be none on the Sabbath day. But I'm going to keep on reading. But it says right here, see for that the Lord hath given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the Sabbath day. So this is telling you that you're supposed to be doing what? Ain't nothing wrong with you staying home and reuniting with your family, talking book with your family, resting with your family at home. Why do I have to get up and do something if the Lord has just taught Moses how we supposed to do on the Sabbath day? Every man don't leave your dwelling place. And don't even go out to go get anything. Get you a double portion on the sixth day so you don't have to worry about it on the Sabbath. So when you in your own dwelling place, you got your own tent, you have your family. Gather your family together at your house, do book, rest your body, do what you need, and after the Sabbath is over with, then go back to your daily process. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with gathering yourself together with your family to teach them the word of God? Why is this some kind of ill will or hard feelings if I want to stay home and do the Sabbath day with my daughter? Or if somebody want to do their Sabbath day with their wife and family and kids? What's wrong with that? Because it is a day of rest. But the same point in time is this right here. This is exactly how the Lord told us to keep the Sabbath day. Stay in your dwelling place. Stay in your home. Rest your body. Don't go out. cool off, chill out, rest. But at the same point in time, if you're serving the God in this time frame, you might got to do something a little different sometimes. I guess you might want to do something a little different. I don't see nothing wrong with doing something different if it's according to the word of God, because, you know, we got to teach this thing. But even when you're teaching this thing, how are we supposed to do this thing right? Let's look at another way to gather ourselves together. Let's go to the book of Zephaniah, chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. The book of Zephaniah, chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Zephaniah, chapter 2, starting at the 1. Gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation not desired. Before the decree, bring forth before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgments. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger.
But, you know, another thing about this, these scriptures we're reading right here, right now, you know, the book just said, gather yourself together. But we never thought of how we should, one second, go. Close the door. We never thought of how we supposed to gather ourselves together. How did the prophets and apostles, how did they gather themselves together? How did the people who believed in the Most High God and had faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, how did they gather themselves together? How did the people who believe in the Most High God and the Father has chosen for righteousness, how did they gather themselves together? Let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 2. The book of Acts, chapter 2. And we're going to read verses 41 through 47. I cut you off if necessary. Let's look and see how the brethren who are going to be in the first resurrection, let's see how they gather themselves together, and you put it on a pedestal to see if we're doing this the exact same way. The book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 41 through 47. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Acts 2, starting at 41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved.
So it's like when we look at this thing, all we see is temple and church. But we're going to, remember, keep in your mind, in your heart, the word temple. Also, two words, church, because we're going to break that down and see exactly what the book is talking about. But before we even break that part down, what did verse 46 say? It says that, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house. So when the book of Zephaniah said gather ourselves together, they gathered themselves together, but they was with the brothers from house to house daily. They was out there with the brothers like that. We can go ahead and go to these brothers' houses on Monday. Then we will go to these brothers' houses on Tuesday, all the way to the Sabbath, from day one all the way back, all the way to day seven. Taking care of a little business, but on a Sabbath day, they also did the exact same thing, going from house to house daily. Now let's go to the book of Acts chapter 5, and let's pick up at verse 42. That one verse. Like I said, this lesson is not long at all. We only have about six more after this. So because I just want to make a point here. So we're in the book of Acts chapter 5. And we're going to read verses, just verse 42 for me, bro. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Acts 5:42. And daily in the temple and in every house, they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ.
Amen. So it's saying, and daily in the temple, but remember, it's constantly keep saying temple. But it's, we're going to see what it's actually talking about. But it said, and daily in the temple and in every house, they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. But remember, it's from house to house. From house to house to house to house was how they was taking care of the Father's business. Let's see it again. Let's go ahead and go into the book of Acts chapter 8. Because when before the Lord took care of Paul, what was Paul doing? Persecuting the churches. But let's see where he gathered. Let's see where he gathered them. Where did he find all these people at? Where he was dragging them out of their houses. Let's go into the book of Acts chapter 8. We're going to read verses 1, then we're going to skip. Acts 8 verses 1, then we're going to skip. When you get it, go ahead and read.
Acts chapter 8 and 1. And Saul was Amen. Consenting unto his death. And at that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles.
Skip down to 3.
3. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committed them to prison.
Now remember, when you see these verses, remember what I said earlier. It said, as for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering, but remember how he put it, it's a church. And then it turned around and say, entering into every house. And hailing means dragging. He was dragging men and women, committed them to prison. But in order for him to do this dragging against these people, where do you think they were at? In their houses. Just a little light before we get to the big picture here. So what we're going to do next is go into the book of Acts chapter 10, because the Lord even did this with this man too. The book of Acts chapter 10, verse 22. Because when there's any type of gathering or any type of thing with the word of God, it was always house to house daily. And when he dealing with people, where do you think he's at? Most likely it's going to be in the house. But let's go into the book of Acts chapter 10. The book of Acts chapter 10, verse 22. That one verse.
Acts 10, 22. And they said, Cornelius, the centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by the holy angel to send for thee into his house and to hear words of thee.
Always in the house. It's like how we've been reading other scriptures when it's talking about the prophets. they was doing this thing from daily, even made an economical move with the people. You see, because when you read the book and you start seeing how they did things, it might be a little bit different than how we do things now. But if the Lord said not to add or take away, then we really need to take heed to how these prophets were taking care of business daily. But I just want to put a little light here about the house thing. So now let's go into the book of Acts chapter 20.
The book of Acts, chapter 20. And let's look at how he did this thing, because it's going to go hand in glove with the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 41 through 47. Ain't nothing changed. When you check this thing out, how they really took care of business. So we're in the book of Acts, chapter 20. And we're going to read verses 16 through 20, so we can just pick up on the story a little bit. So the book of Acts, chapter 20, verses 16 through 20. When you get it, bro, go on and read.
Acts, chapter 20, starting at 16. For Paul had determined to sail by Ephesus because he would not spend the time in Asia, for he hasted, if it were possible for him, to be at Jerusalem the day of Pentecost. And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, you know, from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations which befell me by the laying in wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house.
House to house. Go ahead. Oh, no, that's all we're supposed to read. So, you know, this is probably just sum up the things that he had to go through and do his trials, tribulations, and also temptations. But and when you read verses 20, and it said that, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house. So it seemed like we're seeing a daily thing that the prophets was doing. It was always from house to house. So now remember I told you to keep in thought of church and temple. Because when they were talking about from going house to house daily, you constantly kept hearing about temple and church. But let's see if we can get a better understanding out of this. Let's go into the book of Romans, chapter 16. We're going to read a little story here, and then we're going to get to the big punch. So we're in the book of Romans, chapter 16, and we're going to read verses 1 through 8. And let's see how the book of Romans is telling us what's really going on with this church and temple thing and about the house to house daily. So keep that in mind, and let's see if we can catch it all together. So in the book of Romans, Romans, chapter 16, and we're going to read verses 1 through 8. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Cenchreae, that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you. For she hath been a securer of many and of myself also. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Salute my beloved Epaphroditus, who...
Did y'all just catch that? Remember we were talking about church earlier, and then how it broke that in them scriptures, it said... like first starting the temple, or say first starting the church, and then it said going from house to house. But if you take it verse 5, it says, likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Salute my well-beloved Ephesus, who is the first fruit of Achanim,
to Christ. All right, verse 6, so we can finish up the salutes.
6. Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. Salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles who also were in Christ before me. Greet Amplius, my beloved in the Lord.
Amen. But that verse 5, again, it said, likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Let's see if we can get this. Let's see if we can find this somewhere else. Now, let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 16. Let's see if it's going to add up to anything. The book of 1 Corinthians. So we understand because, you know, we look at this Sabbath day. We look at this gathering and just think it's just talking about going to class on the Sabbath day and just forget about the other 6 days out of the week. But the book is telling us we're supposed to be doing this thing daily. You know, we don't have too much going on in Peoria and stuff, or all knowing our areas, but through the grace of God, the Lord can deal with us spiritually on taking care of the business through another way. But in all, this is what the Lord is telling us. This is how the Lord is telling us how to gather ourselves on the Sabbath and how we're supposed to gather ourselves. But whenever gathering the Lord is talking about, is always talking about from house to house. Or even if you want to do anything on the Sabbath day, what the book say, man? I'm teaching y'all how to do things 6 days out of the week. But on the Sabbath day, man, just cool out in your house. Don't even leave your house. You've been working your behind off for 6 freaking days. Stay home. Chill out. Deal with the family. Teach me to your children at home. And relax your body. Take a couple of naps. What's wrong with that? So we're in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 16. And we're going to read verses 1. Oh, hold on. We're going to read verses 19 through 20. The book of 1 Corinthians 16, verses 19 through 20. And I have two more after this. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
1 Corinthians 16, starting at 19. The churches of Asia salute you, Aquila and Priscilla. Salute you much in the Lord with the church that is in their house. All the brethren greet you. Greet ye one another with an holy kiss. The salutation of me, Paul, with my own hand.
So in verse 20 it says, all the brethren greet you, greet ye one another with an holy kiss. But verse 19 say, the churches of Asia salute you, Aquila, and Priscilla salute you much in the Lord with the church that is in their house. Salute you much in the Lord with the church that is in their house. Let's see if we can find this again. Let's go in the book of Colossians chapter 4. Book of Colossians chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 14 through 15. Colossians 4, 14 through 15. When you get it, bro, go ahead and read.
Colossians chapter 4, starting at 14. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea and Nymphas in the church which is in his house.
Amen. Let's find this there one more time, and this is last. Now, I cannot say this word to save my life. Let's go into Philemon, the book of Philemon, Philippian or Philippon. Well, hold up. Philemon, chapter 1. And all we're going to do is read verse 2, and this is last. Because I just want people to see another way on how the Lord told us to gather ourselves together, how we're supposed to greet one another, how we're supposed to do the Sabbath day, how we're supposed to go to house daily, because these are the things that the Lord has commanded us to do. And it seems like the only thing that we are focusing on is remembering the Sabbath day in the churches or synagogue. But the Bible just told us what it was really talking about. You're supposed to be going to house daily. You're supposed to be gathered with the brothers daily. Verse 2 and this last.
Philemon 2, chapter 1, verse 2.
Yes, sir.
And to our beloved Aphila and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in thy house.
In thy house. In thy house. So this is the gather of the Sabbath and reunion of the brethren. That was my point I was trying to come across, to show people another way. I'm not saying nothing against if you want to go to class on Saturday. It's nothing against that at all. So I don't want nobody to be thinking that I'm telling you you're not believing. I ain't saying none of that. But what we're doing is showing you, according to the scriptures, how the brethren went from the Sabbath house to house daily, all the way to the first day of the week, middle day of the week, to the first, to the second, yada, yada, 7 days. They went from house to house daily. Even on the Sabbath day, house to house daily. So through this small precept of this light that the Most High God allowed us to show, I hope somebody got some understanding out of these scriptures, and I thank y'all for y'all time. I turn things over to Brother Job.
Amen, Israelite. Shalom. I felt that lesson out the gate, man. When you was dealing with them double portions on the Sabbath, man, and that it made me think on in the last days how the Lord is going to pour out his double portion on the creation, where the people are going to start looking for God, and then see, I'm going to pour my spirit upon my sons and daughters, and they're going to prophesy. And he said, knowledge is going to increase, so that double portion on the 6 day is now. We in it.
Amen.
Knowledge
Amen.
Is being increased. And then that thing you brought up, too, about house to house, man, don't you know that yesterday we was at the Nation of Peace house?
Amen.
Amen.
Don't you know we was at Yah's Global Ministry House on the Sabbath Eve?
Amen. Amen.
Peace is a spirit of meekness and charity. We at their house tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
So we are keeping that thing that the Lord said to do. We are going house to house. And we are fellowshipping like the Father said.
Amen.
And guess what? You get to keep the Sabbath at your big brother house.
Amen.
Amen.
After being in the Spirit all week long, man, that's a beautiful thing.
I love this, man. That was a great lesson. That was really wonderful. I love that. That was all right. And then, you know, and it wasn't nothing about, you got to be at the class on the Sabbath. He said, no, it was in their tents, you know, when they gave the law. He said, why y'all going out, man? You know, just stay in y'all tents. You got to leave the crib. I mean, if you want to go to class and you want to go to the temple, that's fine. He said, you ain't even got to do that. And I love that fact that you said, man, hey, you know, why don't you just teach your family to just chill? Take two naps.
Amen.
That's what's up. And that's what I'm talking about. That's a Sabbath for you. Amen. I yield the mic.
Amen.
Amen.
Do we have any more soldiers brave enough to speak?
Well, yes, you do, Brother Isaiah.
Hey, Sister Mary, I know you know the routine. Job, Sister Mary, and then Brother Nakomi.
And good reading, Brother Nakomi. I enjoyed this lesson, and you know what? I thank and praise God for the Blog Talk Radio Show.
Amen.
Like Brother Joe said, we are in each other's house. I like how he said that. This is a good lesson. Thank you.
Amen, sis. Thank you for tuning in. The Father's merciful.
Wow.
Hey, Jew.
Yes, sir.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
In Job chapter 1, didn't he say, wasn't it a day that everyone feasted at each other's house? That all his sons had a feast at each other's house every night of the week, and the door.
You know what?
Didn't he say something like that about his that? That's what they did back in the day.
I'm reading it right now. This is Job chapter 1:4.
What did it say?
And his sons went and fasted. And his sons went and fasted in their house.
Feast.
And
it says, I was testing you. You passed with flying colors, Joe. In their house.
You see that?
And his sons went and feasted in their houses, everyone was there, and sent and called for the three sisters to eat and to drink with him.
See that? There it is, isn't it? There it is. Same thing. That's the law and the testimony.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Good catch, Elder.
Amen. Great precept. Great precept, friends. Gotta love this, man. It's the good stuff.
Amen.
Amen.
Shalom.
Hey,
Shalom.
Shalom is the light.
Shalom, big bro.
Asha Perel. I'm good, priest.
Like I'm saying, it's me ways to do the things of the Lord.
Like I'm saying, it even tell you that Jesus was accustomed to go to the synagogue. But like I'm saying, when you see these other things. People can go from house to house. Like, I ain't never been around it since I was in the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ. But when I was in the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ, they doors open day, but the other thing is, me and the other brothers, we was dealing like them brothers. We dealt with each other a lot during the week and did things together during the week. So we actually had a real brother relationship. So, like I said, I ain't never had that since then. But that, I understand what they're talking about. I know what that is. You know what I'm saying? When a brother needed somebody to help them move from their house, they moved into a new house. They didn't try to go to get family members. We other brothers would do it. Say, bro, we know we go do this. Back then, I was drinking. Say, okay, man, we going to get you saying that again. We have a couple beers and kick it like we always do, kicking book. One of my best friends when I was in life was a Hobbit Mop. Man, I used to just kick it with a Hobbit Mop, man. We'd be talking about the book till 3, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Amen.
That's better. Them the best. I'm saying that's better than any conversations I had with my real friends, because guess what? We had something in common. And like I'm saying, I wish it was like that now that I had people that I could talk to and be like that with. But like I'm saying, since that time, I haven't had that. So I understand what it is to have that kind of fellowship almost on the daily. And when you want to confide in things and deal with things, back then I had my brothers and my sisters, like my ex-wife. When she wanted, she used to bake cakes and stuff and do fundraisers and stuff for the church. The sister, she would be cooking all night, and all the sisters would come and help her because she used to work at Ford and sell the dinners at her job at Ford. And she was such a good cook, everybody buy it. But she would have the sisters help her, and they would make all this money for the church and all that, her and the sisters from the church. So, like I'm saying, I didn't live what they're talking about, how you really supposed to be a family like that, that y'all supposed to really be a brother and sisterhood like that. I'm saying these things, I'm saying not every place got a class. Not everyone's connected to a class. So all these mediums, far as phone conferences and things, are needed. There's more than one way to skin a cat. So we need these things. I'm saying we need to utilize all these things. Like I'm saying, I've been part of ministry, and I didn't live in Virginia in the last couple of years. I didn't live in Indiana the last 2 or 3 years. See, I'm in Minnesota, but guess what? Everywhere I've been, he's given me some kind of way to keep bringing the word no matter where I'm at. So I understand that all these things is relevant. I'm saying it would be nice to have a class. But like I'm saying, I understand if you don't, he still gives us ways to still have a way to still be a congregation, and it's still a way for you to deal with your brothers and sisters. And with that, I yield.
Amen. Powerful speech, bro. Thank you so much for bringing it in. And powerful reading too, bro. Thank you so much. Father's merciful, man. You know, and definitely able to put that light out, you know what I'm saying, to show the people, you know, that, you know, like how you just said, Brother McComb, you know, it's more ways of skinning a cat than that being introduced to us. You know, it's other things that the Lord allows us to do as his people, that according to the scriptures, you know, because the Lord blessed us to put it on the table when you don't have it. You know, so if you ain't got a class around you, if you ain't fellowshipping with a class, you know, the Most High God will constantly bring forth his light and show us other ways to take care of his business. So good work, bro. Appreciate it, man. I get him out.
Amen. Great precept, Prince. I gotta say it again, man. That was wonderful. And the Father's merciful, man. So, you know, I say that's a yoke breaker, man, because a lot of us feel bad because we're not at the class on the Sabbath, you know. And I feel what Nakomi was on, what he was saying, man, because, you know, when I was coming up, we had that kind of brotherhood, too. We was out, you know, preaching this. We was out dealing with this book, man, every night. If we wasn't at each other's face, we was in somebody's church, on the bus, on the trains. We was somewhere in the book, you know, ear hustling, whatever we, you know, it was something. And it was every night. If we weren't on somebody else's radio show trying to get the book out of here, you know. I know in the coming summer, we have, you know, fundraisers and things like that, you know, for the sick and shut-in. You know, those things are necessary, you know. But, no, the breaking of yokes is like, hey, man, you know, that you're not at class, and now you're going to put this unnecessary burden on yourself on the Sabbath, and it shouldn't be there. And I get that. You know, the Sabbath is a day of rest, man.
Yes.
So, amen. You know, ain't no burdens on the Sabbath. So I get that. And I say peace and blessings to that, man. Thank you for that encouragement. And like I said, I feel like I'm at everyone's house, man, the fellowship of the spirit, you know, and things of that nature, man. I feel like that, you know, every day of the week.
Amen.
You know, that's how we would be doing it. If we were in the kingdom, you know, we'd be like, you know, as well, we'd be at each other's house. You know, getting in the book like we are every night of the week, virtually. Same thing. God is merciful, man. Amen to that. Because he allows us to keep the commandments, man, like our forefathers. That's a beautiful thing.
Amen. Amen.
And thank you for reminding us of that. So I want to say grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. Once again, another chapter for that book of Hubris Knowledge, man. So you gotta.
What are you teaching tomorrow, Ben?
Oh.
It's Friday.
Friday,
your lesson.
I thought I told you.
No.
I did not?
No.
Oh.
So do you know what the title's gonna be?
I didn't give it to you.
No, baby.
I didn't give it to you, really.
Amen. No.
Okay, well then, husbands love your wives as Christ loved the church.
Okay. Amen.
How about that?
Amen.
Okay. Husbands love your wives as Christ loved the church.
Amen.
Okay. All right.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow evening we're going to do that, and we're going to be back here tomorrow evening, same time, 7 o'clock p.m., here with the Commonwealth of Israel, dealing with that precept here with my lovely real grace, Israel.
Amen, and on the
Sabbath
we're going to deal with death part two, correct? So you say you're
going to
do that?
No, on the Sabbath day I said man created it to become God.
Okay, so man created to become God.
Yeah,
okay.
And what was that? What is death part two or something?
Yeah, you're gonna do that on Sunday then.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that on the Sunday brunch. All right. Yeah, I'm getting caught up on that. Yeah. Okay. So, with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters. Do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.